USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate seems certain to keep President Donald Trump in office thanks to overwhelming GOP support expected in the impeachment trial. But how that trial will proceed and when it will actually begin still remains to be seen. Once the House transmits the articles of impeachment, decisions about how to conduct the trial will require 51 votes. With Republicans controlling the Senate, 53-47, Democrats cannot force subpoenas on their own. Republicans are continuing to hold the line behind Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's position that they should start the trial and hear arguments from House prosecutors immediately. It would take 67 votes to convict Trump on either charge and remove him from office. It's also far from certain that all 47 Democrats will find Trump guilty. Currently, Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama said he is still undecided on how he might vote. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says more than 3,000 soldiers are being called up from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and heading to the Middle East. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States may take preemptive action in the Middle East. This in light of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq at the hands of pro-Iranian protesters and members of the terrorist group Hezbollah, which burned the American flag and threatened to kill all Americans inside the compound.
Presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising numbers from the fourth quarter of 2019. The fourth quarter is critical in the lead-up to the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary in early February. Bernie Sanders raised more than any of the other 2020 Democratic candidates in a single quarter with $34.5 million. The $22.7 million announced by Joe Biden was the biggest haul of his campaign so far. President Donald Trump drew $46 million. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In what many are calling a challenge to the Trump administration, several drug makers have increased their prices. John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices, despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Three crashes involving Teslas that have killed people have increased the scrutiny of the company's autopilot driving system just months before CEO Elon Musk planned to put fully self-driving cars on the streets. A Tesla Model S sedan left a freeway in Gardena, California at a high rate of speed, ran a red light, and struck a Honda Civic, killing two people inside. Earlier in that day, a Tesla Model 3 hit a parked fire truck on an Indiana freeway, killing the passenger in the Tesla, and on December 7th, another Model 3 struck a police cruiser on a Connecticut highway, though no one was hurt. The Special Crash Investigation Unit of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now looking into the crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.